There are new business opportunities on the old age frontier. And joining us on the Bioethics Channel are two individuals working within that marketplace. The Bioethics Channel is a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about center programs, visit practicalbioethics.org. Practicalbioethics.org. Katie Boyer is co-founder and vice president of sales and marketing at Inventive Health Solutions. The other co-founder is with us as well, Greg Corpier, who is vice president of technology solutions. A recent article in the New York Times is entitled, "In a Graying Population Business Opportunity." It suggests that the new business of old age involves technology and services that promote things like wellness and mobility. Katie, do you find that to be the case?
Oh, definitely. I've been in healthcare about 30 years, and it was an opportunity back then. And with the present graying population, Greg and I decided to co-found our present business, Inventive Health Solutions, and partnered with a big entity. And we have an opportunity to invent, integrate, look at advanced healthcare technology solutions, and then present them to quality healthcare organizations.
And within this environment, you envision that there's a lot of opportunity there.
Lots of opportunity. It's a multi-billion dollar opportunity. But for us, it's not just about the money. It's also about addressing those technology solutions and presenting quality outcomes for customers.
And it's the customers that should benefit from this as
yes.
a bottom line.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Now, Greg, what kind of technologies and services are we talking about?
There's quite a spectrum of technologies that are coming into this particular field. Many of them include everything from this personal emergency response type equipment, the old I fall and I can't get up systems, all the way through technologies now that are able to monitor a person's activities of daily living in their home and can help people stay in their homes much longer.
So it's things around medications, making sure that people take care of their medical appointments, things like that?
Absolutely. That's one portion of it. There's also a section for just safety and security type items to help that people stay in that home when they may have some issues that come up in that line. There's a lot of different applications for this. Also, the idea of vital sign management, where we can monitor their vital signs in the home and transmit that information to a doctor's office or a clinic's office.
So it's patient remote monitoring.
Yes.
And within the graying population, you have those with advanced age. Those are the fastest growing within those populations, 85
We're talking
and over.
85 and older.
Yes.
So
yeah.
The chronic disease management is a passion for both Greg and I in developing telehealth modules, modules that address heart failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So we have an opportunity to organize technologies to address those customers as well.
Personal mobility is one aspect of that.
And
there's a story in Sedalia about a device called Ralph, which happens to be my middle name. So I'm sure you named it that because of that. But tell tell us about Ralph.
Afterwards, we created the name Ralph to say it's real assisted living in your preferred home.
I get it. Okay. It is an acronym then.
It is an acronym. Mm-hmm. It actually started out being the name of a person, but everybody was asking for an acronym, so we made it that. What Ralph is essentially a version of artificial intelligence, okay, a computer application that does both home automation and this idea of telecare, okay, monitoring the home for safety and security ideas. So that's where this idea comes from. It also has automation ability where it can open drapes, turn on and off the television sets for them and monitor that. It also monitors these things. So we also can have a profile of how this person normally behaves in the home. And if there are issues with the aging situations that cause changes in that behavior, we can alert a caregiver.
So it's more than a wheelchair.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
One incarnation of Ralph is in a wheelchair.
Okay.
We're basically putting Ralph on wheels right now. We're getting ready to start some beta testing with the product here in the next few months.
And we've developed a patent together, mm-hmm. So it's a provisional patent that's pending. So within that wheelchair, it's more personal mobility devices. It goes way beyond a wheelchair.
Right.
The patent could actually go beyond the healthcare arena.
World.
But
mm-hmm.
healthcare is what we know.
Is what we know,
we
right.
thought the wheelchair would be best.
Exactly. One of the things we're doing is adding the ability to monitor some of these vital signs we were talking about in the chair also.
So this individual in Sedalia was able to benefit from Ralph.
Yes, as he actually says in the article, he believes it saved his life.
Over time, the data that we gather on the devices with telehealth and some of the other assistive technologies, Ralph will have an opportunity to supervise all of that data and make organized, intelligent decisions to help clinicians.
Do you find that people have a little bit of reservations about that, kind of a big brother kind of concern about it?
We have found a few people that have some issues with it, but in most cases, to be honest, we have worked so hard on the persona behind Ralph, and that's where Katie and I really got to know each other, honestly, was in doing this, is it is seen as a friend or a companion to the person, and it pretty well washes away most of those issues for them.
You know, right now we're in the middle of a huge healthcare reform opportunity. And with that, things like Ralph, artificial intelligence like Ralph, has an opportunity to help clinicians, hospitals, home care agencies, help customers better so their quality outcomes are better, so they're more accountable. It's all about accountability as we look forward to the healthcare reform.
A quote in that New York Times article that we talked about earlier, baby boomers, unlike generations past, will not go gentle into the good night of long-term care.
Right.
Katie, you agree with that? And
yes.
I mean, what kind of projects are you working on with that in mind?
Well, as Greg mentioned, the assistive technologies, we're helping folks stay in place so they can age in their present apartment, or if they have moved into assisted living, they can at least stay at that level of care. They want to age where they're at now. So if they can abort a hospitalization or abort a long-term care transition, that's what they want. So it's about what these consumers want. They're more demanding and they're more educated.
What are the implications of this then, Greg? We have more people living longer.
Absolutely.
And more people not wanting to end up in a long-term care facility.
Correct. I think what we're seeing is the whole merging of these concepts together in creating an environment where this person can age in place, okay, like Katie said, wherever that place is, for as long as possible. And then if the transition does have to occur, it can hopefully be a milder transition than it would have been in the past. We can use technologies to soften the transition.
But based on certain acuities, there are times when
you
will enter a nursing home and then come back out.
Some of that is unavoidable.
Right. So Greg and I have facility applications that we have designed to greet those folks in those environments so they feel that they have more control in the long-term care environment as well. So we do have the facility applications.
I'm sure you've been doing all kinds of research
on
this. What have professionals been telling you? What have potential beneficiaries of this technology been telling you?
They love the technology.
They say keep it up and get it done as quick as you possibly can.
Actually, we get requests daily for more solutions.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do about this? What can you do about that? We work with a host of retirement communities that beta test some of the projects. What Greg is wonderful and genius at is taking a host of technologies with multiple vendors and integrating all of those products and making them interoperable. So we want to take multiple proprietary products and let them and allow them to work together.
So you want to make people happy in terms of where they end up and then also with their products, making sure that their individual products have a future too.
Yes.
Correct.
And for us, it's not all about the technologies.
Right.
The technologies become secondary. Mm-hmm. It's the healthcare solution, the solution for that customer that's primary. So what we're good at is inserting the technologies into the healthcare environment.
Right.
So with these trends, and this is a final question for you both, it looks like the trends are going in your direction. Where do you see this being in 5 years? Where do you see it being in 10 years?
I think it's a ripe time for folks like Greg, inventors, to really create and innovate and come up with some of those long-lasting technologies to help these consumers. It's a huge market.
Mm-hmm. I think what we're going to see is, as Katie was alluding to, we're going to see all of these technologies basically merging together, working together and interoperating so we can create a true continuum of care for a person through all ages of their life and all the spectrums they'll go through.
And the baby boomer generation coming through the pipeline is a perfect opportunity.
It's a perfect opportunity.
All right. Well, Katie Boyer is co-founder and vice president of sales and marketing. Greg Corpier.
is co-founder and vice president of technology solutions at Inventive Health Solutions. My name is Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.